And so he stays where he is and is never saved because he will not get on board and cross over. Faith is not simply believing that something is true. It is being prepared to act upon that belief and relying upon it. To use Luther's analogy, faith is not simply about believing that a ship exists. It's about stepping onto the ship and entrusting ourselves to it. You see, so many people, folks, so many people, stick with me now, so many people are stuck on the shoreline saying, "Oh God, I believe in you. I believe in your son Jesus." And yet they are afraid to take that step onto the ship to haul them to their salvation. And I guess I want to ask you today, is that where you are? Are you standing on the shoreline waving at the ship as it leaves? I can hear some of you saying, "Eric, I've taken that step. I've accepted Jesus as my Savior." You know what? That is so awesome. But are you still on that shoreline? Or have you trusted the ship enough to step off? If you pray for rain and never take your umbrella, you're missing the boat. As I hope you know, you are always welcome to come to the kneeling rail at any time during a worship service here at First Church. But I want to invite you today to step onto the boat. I want to give you an opportunity to come forward and step up during our song of invitation to pray to God and say, "God, I am ready to step onto that boat. I don't want to miss the ship this time, God." As we've learned from folks that may seem far away, but you know what? When you think about it, they're not far at all down in Haiti. We really honestly don't know when our life's going to come to an end on this planet. Come forward now. Even if it's a rededication of a decision you made a long time ago, come forward and step onto that ship. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we thank you so much for the opportunities that you give us in our life. And dear God, we ask that as we are here today in this worship space, that you help us have strength and courage to step onto that ship, Lord. Help us have courage, Lord, to move our knowledge of faith from our heads to our hearts. Help us, God, instead of knowing you with our heads, help us maybe, Lord, for the first time, or renew us again to know you with our hearts and have a relationship with you. We understand that you're a God of relationships. Help us have the strength to ask for a relationship with you today. In Jesus' name. We love you, God. Amen. If you're able, would you please stand with us and sing "Healing Rain"? If you just want to listen, that is fine, but use it as a time to worship. Use it as a time for God to work in your life.